thankful that we could be together this morning. I'm thankful for the staff that's here, the guests and the visitors we have who have joined us this morning. But I wanted to thank the Lord for one other thing, and that's that my parents are here. Last year they weren't able to come, and that had been first for maybe 15 or so years we had been together for this time at Pilgrim Camp, and then last year, due to Dad's health, they had to stay home. And Mom, being the faithful wife that she is, stayed by his side and sent me alone. Not really. My wife came along and my children. I'm very happy that they're here also this morning. But I also see that there are many here this morning who have been associated with camp for a long time. And you've either been on staff or somehow worked at the camp. And so I want to give you an opportunity this morning to share maybe a testimony. Some of these young people are on staff for the first time. And we're so happy that they so willingly give themselves to the Lord. The last time I saw Brother John Comar, he got up in the meeting and he called me a relic. A relic. Because I was wearing a tie. And he expressed how, you know, where he comes from, they are super cool, you know, they don't wear ties anymore. And so he wanted to cut mine off, he said. But I know Brother John a long time, and he's always been a blessing in my life. And so maybe I'll call on him to begin. Would that be all right? Yeah. Just don't insult me this time. I'm going to sit down. And I forgave you, brother, but I didn't forget, you know.
When I retired in 1997, I had worn a tie for many, many years. And I said that was it. No more ties. I won't wear one. Frankie Costanza bought me a tie a few years ago when he was in Phoenix. And I said, no, Frank, that looks like something that I just won't have anything to do with anymore. When I die and they put me in a casket, it'll be without a tie. You know, this is a very precious spot. 59 years ago, back there in the third row, kind of like in the middle, is when I accepted the Lord. And I really, camp has a very precious, precious spot for me. My parents weren't saved. I went, they sent me to Ridgewood Sunday School. I had a wonderful time. But I had to come to camp. And camp is where I met them. My two sisters, Gloria and Susan, met the Lord down in the cottage. Elsie was a counselor then, and they were very, very much blessed. My brother came here, and you know, we were a very poor family. We had 2.5 rooms. My father did a lot of the drinking. I slept on a couch in the living room. We didn't have a lot, but somebody paid my way to camp. Somebody, every year, somebody paid the way for my brothers and sisters. And it was really a blessing. And you know, kids, you're only here for a little time. I was first on staff in 1956. It's a long time ago, huh? I feel old now.
You're a relic, brother.
You know? you know, I have to change that a little bit because you do have a young wife, you know, I mean, and some beautiful kids. But, you know, take advantage of being here. Take advantage of what the Lord has for you. It's lasted me. It's lasted me through trials and temptations. It's lasted me through the mountains and the valleys, through places that I never thought I'd be or see, places that were very dangerous. I've done everything from being a cop in New York City to flying in helicopters in air sea rescue. And the Lord was always with me. Now, I might not have been looking at him as closely as I should have been, but he was always there. And he always followed after me. He said, John, you get straight. John, you do this. And it all started back here. And you've got something very precious here. And the Lord wants to really do something great in your lives while you're here. I know I came expecting that the Lord was going to bless me. And the few days that I've been here, I'll tell you, I'm going to go home a richer man.
I am Sister Martha. I am Philip's mother. And John Como just said he feels old. John, I had you in my Sunday school class. So I feel ancient. That's over 65 years ago, right?
Yes.
Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. And I was on the staff of Pilgrim Camp the second year that it began. And that's like 65, 66 years ago? How old is camp? Nobody knows?
67, I believe.
67, and I was here the second year. I was in my early 20s. And I think I've attended camp almost every year. I had 4 children. They all went through the camp program. And we're still coming. It's amazing. And camp will go on. Camp will continue on. And I'm glad to see so many young people. I sit here, I can't see any of you. They got a new pulpit. I can't see through this. Back the old one while I'm here, all right?
You stand at the pulpit.
I don't know, can you see me?
Yeah, oh, there you go. Oh, I see better.
Now we can
record. I'm finished. I'm finished.
No, you just stop.
I would just like to say something to the young people. And to all of us, but especially to them. You are here as what? What is your title? A general title for all of you. You are here as a servant. Can you imagine that, guests? You have servants that are going to serve you for the time that you're here. And I would just like to pass on a word to you. I graduated from high school, really, in way, way back. And they had yearbooks. Do you still have that when you graduate? Your picture is on the back page? Yeah? Oh, okay. And they asked us to give a verse or a sentence that would express what you wanted to do in life or what your aim was. And they would put that underneath your name. So I chose a verse in Proverbs. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with your might. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. And I would like to add, do it with a little enthusiasm. No? Yes, be enthused. You're going to serve God's people this week. Isn't that wonderful? You're serving the children. What a privilege you have for serving us. All right? And then there's another verse in the New Testament. It's similar. Whatever you do, do it heartily. Am I right? Do it heartily as unto who? The Lord, and not unto men. Okay, so whatever you do, you're not just doing it for us. You are doing it as unto the Lord. And so I would just encourage you this week, be cheerful, be happy. You know, be enthusiastic. Greet me and say, Maranatha, Sister Martha. What does that mean? Maranatha. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. I told them about 3 years ago when I was here to say that. Instead of saying praise the Lord and shake somebody's hand, say to them, Maranatha. And everybody was saying Maranatha when they greeted me. And last year, a man came. I don't remember him. And he told somebody, Sister Martha, I remember what you told us at camp, Maranatha. And I'm still saying it, he said. It's a way to greet somebody. That would put a little scary, isn't it? It's a little scary, isn't it? The Lord is coming? You want him to come?
Yes.
No, you don't. You want to get married first. You want to take a trip or a cruise, no? You want to go to college. You don't want the Lord to come yet, do you? Really? Really? Now be honest. Now be honest. We're not really looking for Jesus to come, really. And I think we ought to. We ought to, because Jesus is coming. The way the world affairs are going, it's just winding up, right? They say the economy of the whole world is upset. So Jesus is coming. He's coming. And so let's serve him, all right? Serve him for 65 years, all right? See if you're here 65 years from now. I think Camp will be here. What do you think? What do you think, Brother Tom?
I hope.
You hope, huh? I hope so, too. Well, I'm so glad to be here for 2 weeks. And I'm sorry, I can't. Could you move this back maybe so when I sit there, I can see all these people over here? It's just blank. I can't see anybody sitting over here.
We'll give you a higher seat.
I can't climb. My knees bother me. I'm getting older, and my knees are bothering me, really. They really hurt when I walk.
So I'm going to pray for you, Mom.
You want to pray for me? Okay.
I'd like to say something. This is quite a morning, seeing all the people, so many people that I have so many memories with. Martha, your wedding and Brother Gordon was the first wedding I ever went to. Yes, I remember your wedding very well.
Wedding.
Oh, really?
That's yes.
63 years ago.
Well, I remember it.
And what is your name?
Elaine Shermer. It was Shermer. Now it's Nelson. Elaine. My sister was Lydia Shermer. You remember that?
Adeline.
Yes. Anyway, okay.
Adeline.
We'll talk about that later.
Adeline. Oh, yeah.
And this lady in front of me right here,
Esther.
This was my best friend as a teenager. And we were in the palace together in the Faithfuls group, and I think I was on the top and she was on the bottom bunk. And we had a good time, didn't we?
Oh, fabulous.
But when I got married, Esther also was called to the mission field, so she went to India for 35 years.
She went west and I went east.
Yeah. And so anyway, this is a really kind of a very neat reunion to see my special friend. Mm-hmm. And John, I 57 is when I worked here. You said 56?
Yes.
Okay, 57 and 58. I was waitress here. And spiritually, I want to say that back in the palace is when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and Christ has been so amazing to me ever since, and I could, you said I was sitting, you were sitting there, I was sitting there just before I was going to get married, and just looking to the Lord, you know, Lord, make me a good wife, and I remember how He met me. He really gave me a tremendous, just a joy in my heart that only the Lord can give. Now, I would like to also introduce to you my sister, who hasn't been here for 55 years.
Oh, my God.
She worked as a waitress as well, and she lives in Missouri, near Springfield, Missouri. And so this is kind of a sister reunion, and my sister Adeline lives up in Chestertown, and so we're getting together this week as a very special time together. And then I have my nieces and my niece's daughter, and I mean there's a whole bunch of people. So, but anyway, I just want to say that I'm very happy to be here. And oh, I'm sorry, this is my husband.
How did I get here? I learned early on, it was when I was a teenager, if I wanted to see Elaine, she told me she was going to be at this camp. I said, all summer? She said, all summer. So if I was going to see her, I had to come up here. So my first exposure, I believe, was in 1978 when I came up to see Elaine. And we later were married. And of course, Esther was our maid. Was your maid of honor?
Yes, that's right.
In our wedding. It is a pleasure for me to be here again with you. And as I think, especially as those of you who are the servants here, about a year or so ago, the Christian apologist, one of our great representatives to the academic community, Robbie Zacharias, was invited to speak at Yale University. And his subject, the assigned subject for him was, Must Christianity Be Exclusive? And they gave him a lecture hall of about maybe 500 students. And before he was able to speak and before they were able to close the doors, it was full. They had people down the sides. They had students down. They finally had to close the door and say that no more can fit in here. There was that much interest in his subject. After he spoke, he opened the floor for questions. And one of the questions from one of the students was, I like a lot of Jesus' teachings, but I don't really buy into everything. You know, it's just, there's just some things I just can't really accept. But I really like a lot of what he says. Is not half a loaf good enough? Robbie's answer said, well, you free country, you can do whatever you want. But Christianity is out of the fey line. In fact, Christ's message to the believers is informed in three elements. One is redemption. The second one is righteousness. And the third one is worship, in that order. And if you want to be an authentic follower of Christ, you must accept it all. So the answer to your question, I'm sorry, is no. But you must accept it all. Redemption must come first. And as we've already heard, that is what this camp has done for so many. Righteousness, those who come here year after year to build a life where they're trying to follow and live according to the precepts in God's word. And then once you've done those two, you are prepared for worship. Worship is far more than what we're doing in this service today. Worship is defined as your service, as your servant. It is why. And the people that have gone through this camp and have gone out from this camp around the country and around the world, they are in worship. They are in service. It fits perfectly Robbie's description of Christ's message to his church, to the believers, redemption, righteousness, and worship, which is our service to him. I commend you for your worship today and for your service and for being here. And it's a privilege again for Elaine and I to be with you again.
Just trying to count how many years ago when I came onto the grounds, 9 years old, so about 61 years ago. Came onto the grounds, and this is a very special spot for me right here, guys. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit right here in this spot. Sister Wanamaker was sitting there, and I kicked her a few times. She caught me the next day. She said, Sonny, you kicked me last night, but bless God. Pilgrim Camp is a unique place, very unique place. Was on staff a few times and so forth and so on. But I'd like to encourage young people in particular, when you're in this environment, because you're shut off from the world, to allow the Holy Spirit to sort of detox you from the world, where he can speak to you and move upon you and get you out of the worldly mode into a spiritual mode where you can see and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Because God wants to speak to you. He has a plan. Do you know that God's lived your life for you already? Jesus Christ has walked through your entire life from the beginning to the end. So he knows everything that's ever going to happen in your life. And he's made provision for you. He's made provision for you. And if you follow him, you'll never go wrong. Mm-hmm. He'll take you through from beginning to end. And I'm thankful that I could be here. I'm thankful that my wife is with me. We had a little upset a while back. She was diagnosed with kidney cancer, but God was good, and she's doing well. But I'll save her testimony for herself. Otherwise, I'll be in trouble. But it's a real joy to be here and see everyone. By the way, I'm a relative too. Elaine and Paul were cousins.
Wonderful Jesus.
Since people are remembering times, should remember one too. 1953, the palace was then where the campers lived, and our meeting room was the adult dining room, and that's where the Holy Spirit filled me.
What a glorious,
glorious meeting that was. Sister Oldfield was speaking. I don't remember what she said, but I do remember when I came to camp, I wanted Jesus so much. I wanted him. I know you do too. And he will fill you with his spirit. You just keep desiring him and looking for him. And he came that night. Oh, he came. And it has, as someone has said, never been the same. I'm so thankful the way he makes our paths come together. And you're laying it forward here and there. I haven't seen for so, so far. And it's wonderful. Wonderful that God brings us in to something that is so real and so permanent and leads us through life as we've heard. He was always at our house. And my brother John and he were good friends. So these are wonderful connections. God makes our life into a pattern. Although we go different ways, he brings it all together. And someday, Maranatha,
yeah, we'll be all together. We'll see Brother Gordon
and Sister Caroline and Uncle Hans and everyone that's gone before. Brother Edwin, tremendous to live for Jesus. He makes your life mean something. It isn't all splintered up. But it's woven together in a wonderful pattern. And I'm thankful I'm here today.
Well, I guess I'll add my name to all the wonderful friends that I've met here today. I was a servant of the Lord here at Grand Lake in 1954, mm-hmm, as a waitress. In 55, I worked in the house of the interpreter with Brother Gordon Gardner. Mm-hmm. And I have not been here since then. Mm-hmm. But Elsie Soma, I haven't seen her since probably around that time. Sister Esther Sita, she was in my wedding party, and I haven't seen her probably since that time.
Oh,
and of course, my cousins are here, my sister Adeline and Elaine, and her daughter and granddaughter. So it's so wonderful to see so many of you. I remember the Walpoles. I never met Brother Philip Walpole, but he's the son of Brother Gordon and Martha. So I commend you for your continued work. And then Steve Schreck here and his daughter. So many wonderful friends that I have seen here today. It's a joy to be with you and to have this time in the presence of the Lord. The Lord is great. I just praise him for his wonderful faithfulness to me all through the years. He has never failed.
I remember the Sherna girls way back in the Richard Pentecostal Church.
Yes.
I remember your mother. I mean, I guess I'm the same age as you are, more or less. And you children always had trouble with your ears. Can you remember that?
Yes, I did.
They called it what?
Mastoiditis.
Yeah. They were always sick with their ears. Either it was one or two or three. And as a child, I remember they would pray for them in the meetings, and God would heal them. In those days, there was no Medicare, there was no insurance, health insurance, and so they trusted the Lord in divine healing to heal them. And time again, I was just a child, but I remember it, how they suffered with their ears, and God would heal them. Isn't that so? You remember
that? I
was
10 months old and I had mastoiditis, a big boil behind the ear as a baby, you know, that's really large. My mother took me to the doctor and he didn't give me a 50-50 chance of living. My mother closed herself in a room and prayed and fasted that God would heal me. And he did.
Yes.
And some months later she took me back to the doctor and he said, "What can I do for you?" And she says, "Well, doctor, this is Emily. You talked to me some months back and such and so." And he was amazed. And he said, he confessed that he had been by the house a number of times looking for the crepe on the door. I guess in those days they put a white floral piece or something if somebody died. And he was just amazed. And so I give glory to God. He gave me all these years to serve him and to live for him. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Any other senior citizens? Any other senior citizens? 56
I'm a senior citizen.
Okay.
Although I don't go way back to Bridgewood. I think the first time I came to camp was for Ursula and David Smith's wedding.
Chatelain, your Ursula's sister.
Yes, that's because I'm her sister and Raleigh's sister. I live in Vermont and go to the Christian Missionary Alliance Church there. And so about, well, before Mary Ann passed away, how long is that? 5 years, so about 6 years ago, I came and joined Mary Ann. I had a wonderful time here, and the Lord really, you can feel the Lord's presence here. And it's just wonderful. It was such an encouragement. And so now, whenever you say you want to come to camp with me, yes, because I know I'm going to be refreshed and go deeper with him by being here and just feeling his presence on a special day. And I want to also recommend or commend the young people. I was thrilled when you guys sang that those soft, gentle youth voices. You should have had them sing more often. Oh, they lifted my spirit. It was beautiful. And the service was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for letting me come.
Well, I'm another senior citizen. And I'm glad to be here today. And I was introduced to Pilgrim Camp through the Myers. Martha and, I forget, Uncle Walter.
Yeah.
We came up for just one day, and then through God's direction, my two sisters and myself married young men out of Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. Not because anybody did anything, but it was God's ordained plan. And so I was introduced to Pilgrim Camp, and when I came, I was kind of like, well, I don't know. You know, I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of just watching and looking and sizing everything up. And I had a picture in my mind's eye of young people sitting on the beach, watching the other kids in the water splashing and having a great time. And the Lord says, just go with it. Don't just observe, but get into the flow and let me bless you. And I've been so thankful for Pilgrim Camp, this oasis. And I know early in our ministry, when Brother Gordon and Sister Carolyn were here, they encouraged us so many times by praying for us and lifting us up, not even knowing what was going on. And Pilgrim Camp has just been a real encouragement. When we come up here and say we're getting for our shot of energy, of rejuvenation, of just cutting out the world and just focusing on Jesus. And that's what I'm expecting at this time too. And I do want to thank the Lord for his goodness and his grace to me. It was just about 2 months ago that I went into the hospital with excruciating pain, not knowing really what it was, thinking it might be a heart attack. And through all the testing and everything else, they found a stone in the bile duct that remained after having my gallbladder removed 40 years ago. And so while they were searching around for the cause of what was going on in my body, quite by accident, but I thank the Lord that it is a blessing in disguise, they found a tumor in my kidney, which I had no idea that anything was going on. So we feel that the Lord allowed me to have that pain so that the situation with the kidney could be discovered and corrected. And I'm thankful to say that I am just about back to 100%, and I expect the Lord to just give me many more years of service for him. And another thing, I think I really learned how to serve the Lord better by being at Pilgrim Camp. I think those that are in leadership need to encourage the kids. Get up and testify.
Amen.
Ask God for a word. I used to sit here, oh, I know they're going to want me to talk, but what am I going to say? So I would pray, Lord, give me a word, and I don't want to just get up and say words, but I wanted to minister. And I practiced that here at camp, and that was a real blessing. I think it's a good thing to continue. God bless you.
Thank you.
I can't let you guys get away the old time as I want to, but I don't want to be. Anybody can be in Springfield 49?
No.
I think that can actually. 49? Bob Lyons and Uncle Edwin brought six of us up here. We landed in the United States in 1948 in December 24th. And here I am. Dream with those. Lord helped me many a times. I was sent to the Far East after basic training. Spent 18 months in Korea. Most of the time at the 38th parallel guarding so that the Koreans could come over. And I came home safe without a scratch. Didn't finish to that. Like the first bunch that was sent over to Korea, they didn't have enough clothes. Our government didn't prepare them for that temperature. When it was cold then. I've been from Manchuria, Florida. We go across the valley and freeze anything that's standing almost. They provide a lot of work for me throughout the years and protected me. Healed me from many things. I want to give him praise and thankful. Gave me a fine family.
Amen.